Imagine a work of art produced in limited runs, which you can place on your wall and have an Arkansas connection and might be otherwise unknown to the general population. Brooks Tipton is helping produce such work. Motivated by the do-it-yourself or DIY ethic, the musician figured out how to have a screen printing business that allows him to have a flexible schedule. Now he's producing the AR Art Project that uses state-based artists' works. Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen recently called him to ask about his unconventional business plan.
I really began out of necessity years ago. I'd worked a lot of odd jobs for years and always knew I wanted to own business eventually. And so really any job that I worked at, I tried to kind of take something from it, you know, whether I was delivering flowers or working at Whole Foods as a cashier. And then eventually I worked construction because I played in bands and I toured a lot. So with touring, I had to find something that was flexible, someone that would let me come and go. And there was this guy that he's amazing at construction, and I'm just like a little band dude, kind of, you know. I wasn't really born to do that sort of thing, but I was always interested. I wanted to know how it worked from beginning to end to build a house or, you know, just general maintenance even. So eventually the job market got really bad, slowed down, and he wasn't able to have me work as much, and I needed to make some money. So a friend of mine taught me how to screen print shirts so that we could screen print our own shirts for my band Bear Colony at the time. And so after learning how to do like the super DIY style of printing, one day I realized I could, there was potential for me to actually do that for a living.
And why don't you go ahead and explain, like, the very, for someone who doesn't know anything about screen printing, and you started off with a very DIY process. Let's talk about the very rudimentary screen printing techniques and what they are, and what is a screen print?
Well, pretty good question. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I learned the kind of art student way of doing things, which is, you've got a screen, usually with a wooden or metal frame, and you pull mesh over that frame and pull it to a certain tension, really tight. And so it's kind of like a silky mesh, very fine mesh. And you cover it, or coat it rather, with a thin layer of photo emulsion. And you take a transparency, like a positive of an image, and you put light against it to block out the image itself from the screen, and then you wash that. I know this sounds pretty, this is like pretty technical, but, and then you wash that out, whatever was exposed, and then you can actually pull ink through that positive space. Seeing it done is probably, this is definitely one of those things that you kind of need to see it done, and then you go, oh, that's not as magical or mysterious as I thought.
Let's talk about the specific project that you've just started, the AR Art, in which you pick a different Arkansas artist each month to do limited edition screen prints. Let's talk a little bit about that project and why you started that.
It's something I've always been interested in since I started. I always wanted to continue finding great artists, mainly because I'm not an artist like that myself. But I feel like I know good art when I see it, or at least what I think is good art. And I just want to keep being challenged with screen printing, those kinds of things. And Arkansas is just full of amazing, talented people. So there was enough people around town. I've kind of slowed down with touring recently. Kind of chilling out a little bit in my old age of 30. And, you know, I'm spending more time at home and kind of just getting a little more involved in the community. And my friend Vince, who sings for that band Bear Colony, is a great artist himself, and he's actually going to be my artist for September. And he suggested a while back that I should do a series. And that kind of got me off my butt to do it. And so I started it last month, and each month I'll do a limited run, as he said, of about 50 posters, two designs, something like that, and then they'll remain for sale until they're gone. Through my future website, which will be up in a month, or my Tumblr page. So, you know, I feel like I didn't feel like anyone else is really doing that. These artists need their artwork out there, and a lot of artists are kind of, you know, hermit-like, and they don't they produce beautiful things, but they're not really typically the social types, you know, that get out and will spread the word. So a lot of people will never see their work, and I just kind of want to be one little person out there helping with that.
Sure. And so how do you find those people, since you say they're hermits? How are you able to find that kind of artist that's maybe needing to be recognized but isn't?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that I won't find, unfortunately. But I'm, you know, as I said, I've played in bands and been surrounded kind of with the art community for years. And Arkansas is a small world a little bit, you know, and I feel like through that I've kind of met a lot of local artists and in Little Rock and Fayetteville and even some of the other towns around here. And that's kind of how it's going. Since this has happened, like people are doing write-ups like you or interviews, that's helping get the word out as well, so people can contact me if they're interested. And I'd like to take a look at their work and see if it would kind of fit the vibe, you know, of what I'm trying to do.
And let's talk about specifically about Arkansas artists. And it doesn't have to be visual. We can talk music, since you're also involved in music. And the DIY scene in Arkansas, what is it like?
You know, I feel like places, well, I've traveled all over the world, you know, and I feel like everywhere has amazing artists and in their own right, you know, but I feel like the places that have the most special music to me and the most special art is usually a place that kind of maybe struggles a little more, maybe has less things to do, you know. I think a lot of kids at an early age in a place like Arkansas feel kind of this, you know, like a feeling of just, you know, not being able to put their talents into places like, there's not as many like things to go out and do, or, you know, it's not like a big city where you're just overly, what's the word? I've been searching for this one word now
for
about a minute.
Overstimulated and
yeah, exactly. Stimulated. So you have to find a way to kind of stimulate yourself, and I think Arkansas is a wonderful place for that and a great example of that. Not just with art, but you know, education as well.
To find out more about Brooks Tipton's Electric Ghost screen printing business as well as its AR art series, you can go to electricghostprinting.tumblr.com. That's T-U-M-B-L-R. He also has a Facebook page and Instagram. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
And there is more from their conversation and audio extra at ozarksatlarge.com.